Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Oh my goodness. You are in for a show today. If you are viewing and not listening, look at the crew. Look at the crew that's here to talk about being a speaker. Look, if you're listening to this show, chances are you've heard us talking about speaking. You may have been on our stage before, but this is incredible because speaking is really where it's at, and it's where most people are sharing their mission, their passage, their purpose. And if you are not ready to speak, this is going to get you up on the stage. So let me introduce you to these incredible people. We're going to go, we got a party. So we're going to go one at a time, and we're going to ask them to introduce themselves and tell you a few things of why they speak and why you should speak. So you know what? I always tell you how you're going to feel after the show. You are going to be so inspired. You're going to go buy yourself a mic, or you're going to go into the bathroom. You're going to grab that brush that you've been singing to, and you're going to start practicing your signature presentation. You're going to contact me. You're going to go get me on that stage, and you're going to rock your life. All right. And so here's a woman that knows how to rock. We're heading down. Some of this crew is heading down to a pretty cool place called the Oscars, and we're going to go rock that stage in a little bit of time. But Miss Carol Patrizzi, can you please introduce yourself? What is the main topic of your speaking presentations?
What we're going to talk about today is the gift of and the responsibility to your God-given purpose. That's why you need to get out there. We all have them. I do speaking and podcasting and storytelling and all the things. But the reason behind that is because you have something no one else does. And your story, your purpose could be someone else's lifeline. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today.
Very cool. And that is Miss Carol Patrizzi, all the way from, where are you today?
Houston, Texas today.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. And Trish, please tell us, introduce yourself. And what is the main topic that you share about?
Hi, everyone. I'm Trish Springsteen, and I'm from Queensland, Australia. My absolute passion is you having the confidence and self-belief to speak about your message. So I'm talking about your hidden stories, your uniqueness, and your hidden message today.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Susan, introduce yourself, and what do you like to talk about?
I'm Dr. Susan Blumberg. I'm a parent, teen, and young adult coach. And what I talk about are the 3 secrets to teen success. How families can move from chaos and conflict to calm and harmony in their home.
Wow. Dot, dot, dot. Catherine.
Hi, I'm Catherine Rochlow with Ignite Leadership International. I'm in Victoria, British Columbia. I've just moved from Vancouver recently, so I still get it wrong. And I work with senior leaders and business owners to help them be more purpose-driven and people-focused in their leadership. And what this does is it creates what I call a triple effect. It creates clarity, it creates productivity and performance, and it also creates this engagement where people feel like they belong and they understand why they do what they do, and that ultimately impacts the organization and beyond its doors. So that's what my key focus is.
Oh, I love that. Making people feel like they belong. That's so cool. And Sean?
Hi, my name is Sean Lise. I'm on here from Gibson, Sunshine Coast. I'm an actor and author. And my core message is just letting people know that change is totally possible, and you know, the struggles and growth that can happen, and there's no limits. Like, we have no ceiling to what we can achieve as long as we don't put the limits on ourselves, and just believing and persevering and just live your goal.
Right on. Very cool. And Ocean, to you next. What do you like to talk about?
I'm Ocean Baker. I'll be talking about how I started my business, Natsukashi, which is a clothing and streetwear brand. So that's what I'll be talking about today. And
Very cool. Very cool. And Beth, what do you like to talk about, girlfriend? What's your main topic?
Well, I'm a psychologist and I work in private practice, but I started a podcast 5 years ago called Never Perfect, Dr. Beth. Talk about my ADHD and just really try to help people become more open, more comfortable in their skin. A lot of echoing of what people have said, just a sense of belonging, learning to love their uniqueness and the power of vulnerability, and just knowing you're not alone and you don't have to be perfect to be inspiring.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I love that. You don't need to be perfect to be inspiring. So, you know, what I want to say to all of you lovely people, as well as to our listeners, is, isn't it interesting how many people speak and what they speak about? Because speaking has really changed. The world of entrepreneurship has changed its platform and its landscape. And these niche conversations are so important. And if you listen to a lot of what we do talk about when we talk about it, even if it's clothing or if it's a book, it's the meaning behind that is really important for people. Like the depth, I think the further sometimes we get away, the more we want to be together. And so I think that really happens a lot when people talk, because they do, as you shared, Trish, tell your story, and it matches with, Carol, what you said, which is really about your purpose and your passion. So I'm kind of going to give you a little bit more time to share here. I'd love to know, what kind of speaker are you? Because people are like, I want to speak, where do I go? And there are so many different things that you can do. So whether it's live stages or summits or podcasts or corporate speaking or TV, right? So where is it that you find that yourself speaking? And if you can share, what has been the most successful to you? Like, you know, some of us we speak because we want to speak. It's personal development. It's personal, part of our personal brand. We're just happy to share about the behind the scenes. Some of us have books. Some of us have courses. Some of us have clothing. Some people have jewelry. Some people are authors. Like, how are you revenue generating? Because speaking in itself, bringing it into your business, can cost a little bit. You know, at the very least, it's costing time. At the very least, it's costing time. But usually it's costing more than that. There's places to speak for free that cost you in your marketing. There's places that you pay to play. And there's places that you go and you speak because you're gifting. I mean, I do all three. I pay to play. I get invited into speaking. We do corporate gigs. I know that Ocean just did a corporate gig last week at a university. And those are the things that you gift. So maybe share with us a little bit, Carol. I'm going to start back to you. What kind of speaker are you? Where are you playing? And where's your main play? And what has been the most successful for you in speaking? And then what is it that you're, how are you able to revenue generate? What are your other things that you're doing or maybe you're not?
First of all, great, great topic and questions. And I do all of those that Deb mentioned. I speak places for it as a gift. And I, with all my heart, feel like that's important, because there are places that need to have speakers and they just don't have it in their budgets to hear. And I, like you said, Deb, these niche conversations, they need to be heard. They need to be had. And I believe, as Deb knows, my overreaching umbrella is about accountability and surrender. And I think that, well, I'll stick to this part. And that is, I speak on summits. I host summits. I speak on podcasts. Sometimes I pay to play. Deb has incredible opportunities on all those levels. She's a huge media, you know, you think about media production and I think about Deb. And, you know, you can, on any of those levels, you have an opportunity just from this one incredible human being. I speak a lot at churches, at schools, I'll do at Bible studies. I believe that our faith, and in complete honor of everyone's faith of love and light, I love to speak about mine, which is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I just feel like that in this speaking world, I am in anthologies. One is the 262, Stand Up, Speak Up, Shout Out, Incredible Entrepreneurs. And I'm creating an anthology. I think that any time we're given an opportunity, if it's a pay to play, I believe it's worth it. If it, you know, it's a reputable person and company, I think that gifting, I'm very, you know what kind of speaker I am? Very imperfect.
Wow.
You know, I can't. Listen, when I was younger, I'm 110 now, but when I was younger, I tried to be like someone else and speak like them, just like in my clothes. I love what Ocean does because it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't feel good. If something doesn't feel good, I'm just a very imperfect. However, I surrender myself and give my all when I do speak to whomever it is and from whenever it is. And I have to say, I love it. I love it. And I feel like I am doing the right thing for the right reason.
Right.
Whether I'm paying or not paying, whether I'm writing or reading, and then sharing what each of you have shared, let's say, to other people. They might need y'all. So I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Trish, same thing for you. What kind of speaker, if you've done all of those, what's maybe your main play a little bit? So audience kind of hears that from you. And then how do you get more speaking gigs? And how do you revenue generate from speaking?
So as Carol has said, if you're wanting to speak, you will probably try all of those. And I would suggest that the first option is to speak wherever you can. Because when you're first starting on your speaking journey, you want the confidence. You want to be able to share your message. You want to reach people. So at that stage, you will reach out and you will speak. And you will do a lot of free speaking gigs because that's how you get your confidence. That's how you play in the arena. And that's what I did for a lot of times. For me, because I'm in Australia and I want to do a global, summits and podcasts are a very big part of my speaking plan because I want to reach as many people as possible. I have a message and I feel absolutely positively very, very emphatic about the fact that if I don't take an opportunity to speak, I'm doing a disservice for someone who probably needs to hear at least one word that I've got to say. That means I have to open myself to opportunities and options to allow people to hear that word. Hmm. And from being able to do that, I then leverage those in my local area to say, I'm an international speaker. So come and let me speak on your stages. And that gives you credibility.
Very good. Very good. And both these ladies, I mean, getting more speaking gigs from doing speaking gigs and other, I know both of you, books and what have you in terms of services as well. Susan, what about for you? What are the stages that you play on? What's the one that you seem to go to the most? And how are you able to yield from that speaking gig? How do you get more gigs and how do you get, you know, sell what you sell?
Those are complicated questions, the way you said it. I'm very clear that my goal is to sell from stage. Now, I will speak anywhere that invites me, anywhere, whether I'm allowed to sell from that stage or not. But my ultimate goal is to sell from stage. That's why I speak. My business is selling my coaching programs. I have group program for parents. I sell individual coaching to teens, young adults, and parent coaching. That's how I support myself and my family. So I speak both to educate the audiences I speak to through summits, podcasts, and I run webinars where I'm speaking to my own audiences. And I sell ads to support those, to bring in audiences. But my goal is to sell my programs. That's how I make a living. But what I want to do by speaking is to expand my visibility, expand my audience, and bring what I do to schools, to parents, to teachers, to educators, to anyone who works with the families that I eventually work with. I mean, just today, I had a call with a potential client who happened to see a podcast that I actually did close to 10 years ago now. But because it's on a very specialized topic, that if you Google this topic, my podcast is one of the very first ones that still comes up because I'm a specialist in this topic. And from there, they went to my website. They saw that I still specialize in these things. They scheduled a sales call with me. So speaking wherever I'm wanted, wherever my specialization is the desired topic, I will make myself available. So I speak to my own audiences. I speak on summits and podcasts for anyone who serves my population, which is parents of teens and young adults. That's everywhere.
Perfect. Thank you. And yay, I saw Carol have a little like, yay, because we tell people about media impressions and that these things really do work. So thank you so much, Susan. And Catherine, for yourself, what about for you in terms of where do you play and how have you had your best yield?
Well, I've been very fortunate over my career to have really quite an expansive opportunity to speak. I have hosted live events. I have spoke to sell. I have been on major television. I have been on, different stages for different reasons. And I speak to sell, or I get paid to speak. So there's different opportunities that I've taken advantage of over my career. And, you know, it's each of those opportunities that has taught me something new, has allowed me to share something of value to the people. And it's interesting because people hear me speak and it's not uncommon that they'll come up to me and say, I'd like to talk to you a bit more about what you do because I think you might be able to help me. So visibility, especially for me as an introvert, and I'm a very strong introvert, getting out into large groups is very difficult. Whereas when I speak, it's like I'm speaking to a camera. I'm not necessarily thinking that I've got 500 people sitting in front of me or 30 people. What I'm doing is I'm speaking to the one or two people that I'm looking at, just like when I look in a camera, and I'm able to speak to them on the content, and I'm able to let them know what I do, the impact, the stories that I bring in are able to be shared. And maybe something is going to go ding, ding. That's for me.
Oh, there you go. And she completes it.
And I got some.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing that this is not necessarily the first thing you ever wanted to do is become a speaker and be on stage and meet all 500 people or whatever. I think that's important for who's listening to us. And I think it's important for us who speak, remind ourselves because, you know, there's people that speak and, you know, depending on the stage that you're speaking on and who's in the audience. I remember for the longest time, I could speak to a large amount of people. I spoke once to 20,000 people. And I say once because I remembered all my people that I love dearly. I told them to go to the back of the room. I didn't want to see their face. I'm like, you will make me nervous. How do I remember the first time I got thrown into a major speaking event? There was the owner of a considerable company coming to our city. And I found out I was speaking and introducing him because my picture was on the flyer. I was so nervous that what I did is I had all my friends sit in the front row and they all had pieces of paper that they held up that gave me bullet points that I could look down to make sure that I stayed on point. I mean, this was a number of years ago. I thought I was going to die. I go, why would you do that to me? They're like, because I didn't want to do it. And it was that the pressure was so intense because I also had to make a good impression. And so there it is. So I really appreciate you sharing that. Oh, my goodness. And Sean, what about you? What are the things that you, where are you mostly speaking? And what has helped you to continue to keep speaking?
I think most of mine is social media. I've done podcasts before. I've been super grateful to do yours. This is my third podcast on your channel. So I'm super excited about that. And a summit coming up, which I'm excited. I just like everything to do with this kind of thing. Like, I was a youth leader as a teenager, plus I played in a band. So being in front of the mic and on stage, and I find for me, it's like what you get from the audience is what you, it's kind of like this evolution of inspiration, like where if I'm inspiring people, they're also inspiring me, and being connected, like, you know, just the conversations and the mail and the messages and all this stuff that comes afterwards, just is super like uplifting to me and builds so much confidence. As far as like pay to play and getting paid right now, I'm just talking wherever I can just because I enjoy it. Like, I genuinely, the money, like I like the experience and the time. So it's just kind of like the idea of it is what pays me. The time spent talking to you and being on something like this with people that I've never met before and hearing their stories, that in a sense is the payment for me because the experience is so good. You know, I could get I'll be uplifted from this all week just by doing this one thing. So I just think the whole experience and being a new author, being in the movies, I got a bunch of cool projects coming out this year. I get to be a writer because we just wrote a script that we're going to be pitching. I got another book coming out in November. So I'm just excited to just do all this. It's new to me, but I feel like it's the space that I should be in.
Right on. Very cool. Very cool. Ocean, what about you? Where have you been speaking? Where have you spoke? And what's the thing that you've been doing to get more speakers, get more speaking gigs? And what do you revenue generate? What do people hear? And then what do they want to do with the action that they take?
Yeah, I've spoke through like many podcasts and shows like this. And recently I talked to a whole bunch of students, I believe a class of 45 students, about how I started as like a young entrepreneur and what I do now and from the story from the beginning to today. And that was quite inspiring as well because, you know, it's like a classroom full of people. So you're a little bit nervous and then you're like, and then you got talking and you're like, oh, okay, this is cool. And then people ask you questions. And so that's really cool how like those people now know like what I do. And then like being on here a lot, I've heard a lot of stories as well. And it's just, it's been a lot. So that's what really I like talking about because then people hear my story and where we started and everything like that as well. But that's pretty much very successful to me too because it brings light on what we're doing and what we got coming up. Like I remember doing a first fashion show and talking about it on the live and talking to like a CTV or something like a news channel about it. That was really cool. So that's what brings success to me as well about speaking is that getting your name out there and people coming up to your event and showing up and hearing about it online. That's just really cool.
Mm-hmm. It is really cool. And as I'm listening to you, I know that you've all had this experience. And I remember that was one of the ones that someone hearing about you and then driving 45 minutes or an hour to come to get a piece of your clothing, you know, because of something they heard, kind of like your story, Susan, where someone heard you, you know, someone heard you, Ocean. I remember being at that event and just you were like, oh, my gosh, someone drove an hour, you know.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's really confirming. It's really great. And Beth, what about for yourself?
So I have really kind of new to speaking apart from my 5-year-old podcast. I have been on the news a few times. I was on PBS for 4 interviews, sort of kind of like a live discussion about different things from mother-daughter relationships to miscarriages to grief to, you know, with the First Things First, the family organization here in Chattanooga. I've spoken to groups of attorneys, you know, for like a staff development day, groups of moms at an all boys school, but really all local stuff. I did a presentation on grief at a Christian school here in town. My dissertation was on grief. But I'm really kind of new. This podcast thing has been a hobby for me. And I literally have my first sponsor this week. Who's paying for 4 episodes. I've been funding this out of my pocket for 5 years. A lot of what y'all have been saying has been resonating, just I feel like my heart's been in the right place to started doing this after COVID. I just wanted to help people. And some of the words we can get out or stories we can get out can change people's lives. And I've seen light bulbs going off in clients' heads all these years. And I'm like, I want to get the spiel on anxiety out on a broader scale. I want to get my assertiveness, you know, episode out on a broader scale, because I can see how communication changes lives, vulnerability changes lives. So, but when my kids who are, I have three teenagers, 19, 18, 16, my 18-year-old who's a senior now goes, Mom, do you have a college fund for us? I was like, no. She was like, none? I'm like, none. And I'm like, you know, maybe I should have thought through this whole podcast thing a little bit more. So, but honestly, I really, truly would speak anywhere. I mean, I don't know who said what, but I love what y'all have all been saying. And I did, I should say, I also have a Never Perfect Faith podcast. So some of what y'all are saying about Christian stuff is really resonating with me too. So, yeah, I guess, and I've been on quite a few podcasts, but that one network has been one of the best things that's happened to me, is getting added to that network.
Wow. So first of all, congratulations. And the second thing that I think about speaking that I would want to share about, and I hope our audience has picked up from here, is you never know where it's going to take you.
Right.
That you know, people call it a journey. I call it a stretch. Vince say, and journey is when you go for like a nice little jog in Ireland and end up in a nice pub having a cold beer. Wait, this is a stretching, right? It's a stretching. You're stretching yourself. You're putting yourself out there. You're practicing your lines. You're going for your first podcast. You're going for your 100th podcast. What it takes to be able to focus or concentrate or share, or when you start to get vulnerable and share different things. And then all of it, the financial piece, Beth, you talked about, you know, I'm a big advocate. If you have a podcast, you know, you might want to do something from it from a financial standpoint, or go get a TV show. It'll help. Every single one of these people that have talked has been on TV. Every single one of you has been on TV. And many people that are here right now in the next two summits for 262, our audience will know, they will be on the summit and they will also be on the women's channel. I mean, who knew, right? Like, was it on your treasure map when you decided to do a treasure map? Was it like in your journals or in your mind or consciousness that one day you'd be on TV? But this is the unfolding that happens when you do things that feel right. When you have a message, and sometimes the message is stronger than the fear. And you have people that are like, go out there and do it. And like Susan said, it helps take care of the family. You know what I mean? It helps take care of the family. It funds your dreams. It funds your whatever it is that you want, your life, your trip, your dreams, your kids. Like, that was funny when you said that. I was like kind of laughing, but it does all of that. And then also, it sounds like for all of you, it brings you a great sense of peace and accomplishment and joy. And it feels like you're doing the right thing. So thank you so much for being here. Every single one of your information will be, of course, in the show notes. If you're listening today, you're going to share this episode. You're going to listen and share it with someone that you know needs to be on the stage. Do someone a favor and send this and go, I think there's something in here for you. And then they'll listen and contact any one of these incredible speakers that are here today. So thank you so much for sharing some time with Mission Accepted. We're so grateful. And if you who are listening out there are listening today and you haven't braved up enough to get onto a pretty cool podcast with some pretty cool people, you're going to call me. We're going to get you on the show. So as always, I share, be well. Stay groovy. And with that, let's just kind of do a wave off. Thank you so much for being with us today. And we'll see you on the next show. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye.